Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Do it or die now. Stand your ground. Don't let your
bed. Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. John Copeland is our guest, our good friend. He's calling us all the way from the UK, all the way from London, England. He's the author of Accelerate Your Social Media. We're talking about the credible proof part of his acronym, ACCEL, Authenticate, Core Network, Credible Proof, Effective Impact, Lean, and Lead. Those are the five. When you get the book, folks, those are the five you'll find there. John, thanks again for being here. Give us a website, please.
Yes, it's accelerateyoursocialmedia.com.
.com. So check it out, folks. John, you were wrapping up. We had a little issue with the transatlantic cable there a minute ago. You were finishing up telling us about the credible proof, and I was telling the audience as while we were getting you back that if somebody wants to endorse me for small business or entrepreneurship or management or something like that, it makes me feel nice. It's a warm fuzzy to think that somebody thought about me and clicked on that, went to the trouble to do that. But when I go to my website and I see that that's up there, when I go to other people's website, I don't even look at that. But I do, as you said, I do look at the endorsements. I mean, not so much the recommendation, although that's okay. And I guess sheer numbers would probably be good, right? If hundreds of people are endorsing you, that's kind of a good thing, I guess, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's the difference between endorsements and written testimonials,
right,
and recommendations.
Right.
You know, and as we were alluding to earlier, I feel that if somebody writes something, it's taken the time to write something that helps your credible proof. I think that means a lot more than somebody just clicking a button, let's say, on LinkedIn.
Mm-hmm.
But there are, of course, other ways to get this. I mean, you know, the old expression, a picture speaks 1,000 words.
Right.
So, for example, if your company, your business has won an award, share that online, you know, with pictures.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they speak for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And how about videos as well, where customers are endorsing you through video, for example. And these things can be, you know, included on social media platforms like LinkedIn and your profile,
mm-hmm.
You know, shared on Facebook, tweeted out, etc. So there are various ways to get that.
If you're receiving an award of some kind, a picture of you receiving that award, that's pretty pretty strong, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And it sort of backs up, you know, perhaps a claim or two that you'd probably put as a business on your website.
Well, good job. So, John, let's in the couple of minutes we got left, talk to us a little bit about return on investment.
Yes, obviously, this is always topical, Jim, as we discussed in more detail in our previous calls. And again, you know, this is all part of the marketing mix. Now, of course, I feel that it's important when a business talks about return on investment, they need to determine what return on investment is first. Yeah, just take a step back. To them, what is ROI, return on investment? Because for one company, it could be something that's totally transactional. For example, when they're launching a product, okay? For another company, it could be less transactional. It could be something to do with an event that, you know, trying to fill up an auditorium.
Right.
Or perhaps they're getting perhaps a little bit more analytical in terms of clicks, impressions, views, shares. So it's a case of, you know,
it could also be, John, it could also be just getting nudged a little bit closer to a prospect to allow them to let you come and call on them. It could literally be helping you get permission to ask for a meeting.
Yes. Which could lead to business.
Exactly. As you say, there are all kinds of metrics for the ROI, aren't there?
There are all sorts of metrics. And, of course, you know, the danger here, especially if you are a very small business and you lack time, is, yes, you know, get analytical if you want, but, you know, just be aware of the time that you're spending on that.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, you know, if you've got the time, resources, et cetera, to look at the analysis of both campaigns or strategies, do so. Obviously, it's key to measure things.
Right.
But, of course, some return on investment models are more direct than others. Some can be indirect. So, for example, if one was to see there was an event, you know, and just by off chance they saw that on Twitter, and mm-hmm. they decided to attend an event, which led to a course, which then impacted maybe 5% on your profits, mm-hmm. you know, medium, longer term, you know, that's what I call indirect ROI, but it's still return on investment. But the key is to try and track it and remember it.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. Well, I think it depends on what your business model is. If you're in retail, then your idea is to move to use social media to pick up, you know, quite a few people. If you're in B2B, you know, if you could influence two people this month, that could be your year.
Totally, absolutely, and you know that's the return on investment mm-hmm. that perhaps they were alluding to or looking for.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, you know, some people are more blasé for the right reasons than others. It really depends, you know, how close to heart it is for them and their business.
The one
and
thing,
of course,
John, I was just going to say, I've got to wrap up here in a second. Last thing I was going to say is that we just have to remember, though, that approaching people in social media is different rules than approaching them in straight up face to face in the marketplace. What do you think?
I agree with that, and of course, as you would have heard me say before, nothing beats face to face communication.
That's exactly
right. It's social media to support it.
It's the original social media. Hey, John, thanks for being here. Come back soon.
Most welcome, Jim.
John Copeland, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.